Now, back to Boots and the Gang. This is the Auto Smarts Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us here on the Auto Smarts Radio Network. It is Boots alongside yours truly, Randy, and we are joined via Skype by Paul Fernandez, General Manager of Automotive Touch-Up. We've had him on the show in the past, and this man can paint not only vehicles but a picture on radio like no one else. Paul, thanks for joining us again, Chief.
Thanks, guys.
In an overview, we've got lay people out there that are listening for the first time on the network. Describe your company and what you folks are all about, if you will.
So we're based out of New Orleans. We've been in business for about 17 years. Basically, we offer people a cost-effective alternative for any cosmetic repairs they might have. So we're primarily just a touch-up-based business, but so we focus on pens and bottles and aerosol, but we also do offer, you know, things for larger refinishing projects like pints, quarts, gallons, and, you know, any kind of product that would go with it or be needed with a job of that type, we're able to provide.
You know, a friend of mine, actually two of my buddies, they knocked mirrors off their car over this past winter, and both mirrors came in black. Okay, and you see this all the time. So if they have the paint code, they can call you and the spray can's on its way, right?
Yeah, somebody knocked the mirror off of last year I was still kind of going back and forth between two cars because I drive a Wrangler, kind of lifted Wrangler, but I don't like to drive it daily. So, you know, I drive a Chevy and I bring it in every day sometimes. And when the guy came to pick up our packages at the end of the day, just swiped my mirror, same exact kind of situation. And part came in, you know, you can find a lot of good affordable OEM, you know, mirrors, especially, you know, power mirrors. And it came in, it was black, so it's kind of pre-primed, I'm assuming. And it was. And in that case, it's really, really easy to go ahead and, you know, get that fixed. You can just go ahead and tape off the glass. Tape off the mirror and tape off the edges of it as best you can with masking tape. And you can just go ahead and prop it up or hang it on a clothesline or whatever you can.
Right.
And go ahead, give it a few sprays. Go ahead and knock out some clear coat. I put it back on. And even I was surprised because, I mean, I probably spent about, I'm going to say an hour and 20 minutes doing the job.
Uh-huh.
And then probably another, you know, hour and 20 minutes of wiring it all back together. But
so should you just prep it? I mean, should you hit with some 1500? What do you recommend people do in that situation?
I actually didn't do anything with it. Yeah, I thought the surface looked pretty good. It wasn't perfectly smooth. So I thought, okay, I'll go with this and just do enough layers of base coat. If it's really, really, really smooth, I usually tell people just scuff it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, 1500 is okay, but it's better if you use something like a scuff pad. You could even use, you know, like a gray scuff pad, something kind of fine, just to give it a little texture. But it really depends too. If it comes in and you're not 100% sure it's primed, well, there's no harm in priming over that prime.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. If you're not 100% sure, prime it. Whatever. You know.
But just take some pre-cleaner and wipe the heck out of it first.
Oh, yeah. Okay, absolutely. It has to be clean. So either use prep solvent, a prep wipe, whatever you need. If you got tack cloths on hand, use those afterwards. Make sure it's, you know, as free from dust and dirt as possible before you proceed.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Paul, I've gone to your website, too, automotivetouchup.com, and I'm wondering, how can I match the color? How difficult is this step process? And you boil it down to, what, three simple steps, do you not?
Yeah, there's a few ways to do it. The situation is you just really need your color code. If you have the correct color code for your vehicle, then you're going to get the correct color. It's simple as that. A lot of people like to just go ahead and use our pages where we have a sample sort of what a color chip is, but those aren't 100%. They're just basically to give the customer a representation. So if they have their color code and they see the representation, you know, the chip we associate with it, is pretty close to what they expected, then they'll know that they, you know, had the right information and everything's correct. So the best method is probably to go to one of our launch pages. We have one where you can find your color code. And if you go to that page, basically you'll go ahead and you'll navigate it by manufacturer and then by year and model. And then it'll give you one, two, three. It's no more usually than three possible locations where your color code is specifically. And on those pages, we'll have images of what the tags actually look like. and where we've gone ahead and circled on those images what the color codes actually are.
And matching, like on fading is fading. It's just you got to cover you guys as a business. Like, hey, if your car's 15 years old, it's 15 years old.
Fading, right? Fading is what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
you hope that the whole thing fades kind of evenly, and you can just say, well, now my car is a new color. But that's not always how it works. And fading's a touchy one because. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really just bothered by your passenger door and the way it's faded,
yeah,
and you go ahead and order OEM paint and right. you paint it, well, now you're painting with basically the color that was, you know, originally off sure. the line. Mm-hmm. So the rest of the car is going to look even crazier than it did initially. So you're kind of diving into an even bigger project at that point. So I usually tell people, unless there's something really, really blatant with the fading, you know, I wouldn't do anything like right. If it's small, then try and blend it. But
put flames
yes,
on it.
some of the blending techniques I would use is the lighter the coat, the lighter it's probably going to look in the end. So you could go ahead and use a bit of a lighter coat, spray it from a little further away, so it's kind of a dust coat, things like that.
Okay.
And try and blend it into the surrounding area using sort of dust coats and kind of pulling away from the surface as you get closer to the other, you know, surrounding areas. But, yeah, fading's an issue. It's always going to be an issue.
Do you have any matte finish available?
No, we don't do any
okay.
any right now.
I get that question a lot, though, and I'm like, I don't
yeah,
think.
Oh, any. Yeah. No, we get requests every day, but it's usually like one or two requests a yeah. day. So it's not something that we're at the point yet that we're going to go ahead and really stock heavily, but we want to go ahead and start incorporating like you know, matte finish clears and stuff like that.
Sure.
And eventually I'm sure we will, because, you know, there's more and more people all the time who want one.
Well, I picture like a 20-year-old guy. It's got a pretty cool little Civic, but he doesn't have a big budget, and he
can
spray his hood matte finish.
I know everybody wants to think they're in Mad Max or something, but I mean, that's not generally the regular customer.
Hey, I thought 20-inch wheels would go away. Now they just got bigger. So I don't know.
I want to paint my Jeep with a matte finish, too, because I also want to look like Mad Max. So I don't blame people.
Yeah.
That's a cool look, and I get it. But it's also a little harder to upkeep. Scratches show really easy in a lot of those. It can get ugly on you really fast, and before you know it, you're working on it even more.
Right.
Paul, just out of curiosity, how do you get into the business that you're in? Were you always interested in touch-up, or how'd that work for you?
I went to college for history and English.
We were close.
And I was basically, you know, thinking, God, do I really want to be a teacher? Do I really want to do this? you know, they don't pay anything, you know? And I was kind of passionate about it for a while, and then I kind of got away from it and never really dove into it the way I should have, and just ended up working for this company kind of in an entry-level position, and then, you know, within 5 years I was kind of helping run the whole thing.
There you go.
Well, I guess the question is, what's new in your business, or is there something on the horizon that we can look forward to in the next year or two?
New, I wouldn't say anything extremely new. I mean, the newest thing is that you know, we've tried to lower our shipping prices and make things a little easier for some of our customers. And we stand by what we do, basically. I mean, you know, we stand by the quality of our product, and basically that, regardless of the fact that every year, you know, that goes by, our competitors raise their prices. And so a can on our website that'll cost you $20 for aerosol, on one of our competitors, it's probably $35, and that's totally normal. They do that. They'll charge $25 for a can of clear coat when we charge $7, and, you know, we make it in-house. And I think as long as we're, you know, staying where we are, and while everyone else is clearly, I don't know what they're doing with their prices. They're I can't make sense of it half the time, but I won't name names. People can Google touch-up paint. They'll find them all. But, they'll find all of them.
Well, people want to find out more about you guys, let's hear that website again and a phone number, too, if they're interested.
Yeah, they can just go to automotivetouchup.com. And You know, our customer service staff is available to help anytime. Just give us a call at 1-888-710-5192. We'll help you figure out your code if you're having any trouble. We'll help walk you through the process of repair if you need help with that and what you might need for a specific type of repair. I'd say it's a good idea for people, too, before they even try to order, is go to our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Just look up Automotive Touch-Up on YouTube and see some example videos of what it's like to, you know, do certain types of techniques for certain types of touch-up projects. It's a good indicator of what you might need to do your job. And if people have a better idea of what they need, then, you know, it makes the ordering process that much easier. And it'll definitely help them later on. And we always offer a little help whenever you need it.
Well, Paul Fernandez, he's low-key but high on quality. And he's got great products, too, as well, too, with Automotive Touch-Up. Paul, we thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother.
We'll take a break right here on the Auto Smarts Radio Network.